Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Before I get going, I would just like to thank Brother Melvin for the opportunity to minister Pebbles of Truth on WJCV. Please keep Brother Melvin and WJCV in your thoughts, in your prayers, and in your finances, because in these times, I know all of those are needed very much, and so please keep them in your thoughts, in your prayers, in your finances. Okay, and I hope everybody has been enjoying this teaching on the applications of truth. Please know that you can get any of this teaching or any teaching of ours by requesting it over email. Just let me know the series and you can get it all, or if you just want a certain date, I can provide that too. All you have to do is email me at charliegolf1@outlook.com. That's charliegolf1, one word, at outlook.com, and let me know what you would like. And always know your comments and your thoughts are always greatly appreciated. Okay, let us go ahead and open up our spirit to the Holy Spirit and see what the Lord has for us today. Last week we ended talking about all given in Christ. What a powerful thought if we stop and take a critical read of the Scriptures. Paul tells us that all throughout the book of Colossians, that all things of wisdom and knowledge, that's all, everything of wisdom and knowledge are hidden in Christ Jesus. And in Romans 8:32, Paul, well, I really like Paul a lot, tells us he, God the Father, spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him, that's me, Jesus, also freely given us all things? Romans 8:32. Now, this brings us to another critical thought and a spiritual dilemma for some, because if God, according to Paul in Romans 8:32, freely gave us, that would be you and I, all things, that would mean all, everything was in Christ Jesus. There is a divine spiritual principle that says a man cannot give what he does not have. Let me say that again. A man cannot give what he does not have. You know, I cannot give you $1,000 if I don't have it. And I hope you see this point. So for Christ to be able to give us all things, then his Father, God, gave him all things. John 1:14, tremendous loving verse. And the Word, that's Jesus, was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So Jesus gave it to them who believe in him. Wow, I really like that. Now, this week, as I said, last week we will start a new section, losing one's life. Losing one's life. Let me say that again, losing one's life. Not too many Christians and some believers I know want to lose their life. Oh no, they want to live and minister and work their finger to the bone for the Lord. Well, that is not what God is looking for. Oh no, God wants us to die to ourselves. John 12:24, my favorite verse in the Bible, tells us, verily, verily, now, verily, verily is a double imperative, which means there is no other way. It is the only way. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, not live, my friend, but die, it abideth alone. But if it dies, it bringeth forth much fruit. John 12:24. Did you get that? My friend, we are that corn of wheat. Jesus wants us to die and not live. And if we die, we will be fruitful. So fruitfulness in God comes out of our death, not our physical, and not our physical, well, maybe some people will die in the physical, but mainly from our spiritual death. We are to die to our selfishness, our self-seeking, our dreams, our plans, our ambitions, and all of those things that would stand in the way of God's will and purpose for our lives. Now, the next verse really brings it home. Verse 25, he that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it until life eternal. John 12:25. So if we love our life in this world, guess what? We will lose our life. for all of eternity. But if we hate, now that word hate is the word that we think of as hate, but if we hate our life and all the world stands for, wow, for then we will keep or we will save our life for all eternity. And why? Well, all that is in Christ can only be experienced by experiencing Christ. Let me say that again. All that is in Christ can only be experienced by experiencing Christ himself in his will and according to his purposes. We are wasting our time otherwise. This fact goes back to the basic principle that Jesus clearly stated to his disciples in Matthew 16:24-25. Jesus says, if any man will come after me, or become like me is what he's saying, let him, one, deny himself, two, take up his cross, and three, follow him. Verse 25, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Matthew 16:24-25. Well, where are we going to follow Jesus? Are we going to follow him around the world in ministry or to a church or something like that? No, my friend. We're going to follow Jesus to our cross. Not Jesus' cross, but our cross. So like Jesus, we can lose our life. But if we lose our life for his sake, we shall find our life. You know, it is amazing that Jesus should say, if anyone wants to follow me, and yet this statement continues to be ignored or misinterpreted by many who claim to know Christ. But Jesus' teaching is clear. If you want to follow Jesus, you must lose your life. You must place your life into his hands under the work of the cross. And what does that mean? It means that we must relinquish our self-ownership. We must fully give ourselves to him. We must give to him our rights, to ourselves, our dreams, our plans, and all that we want. Now, we can begin by making that all-in, that's a poker term, commitment to him by saying, Lord, do whatever it takes to bring me to lose my life. Or, do whatever it takes to bring me into the fullness of Christ. Then stand by for heavy rolls, my friend. If we are serious, God will see to it that our cross will be before us day and night. And he will begin to work in our lives through his dealings and his judgments. The fact is, anything short of that commitment is not real faith. Let me say that again. The fact is, anything short of that commitment is not real faith. Real faith is going to bring us to such a surrender where we actually believe that God is faithful and that he wants only the best for our lives. This statement of Jesus is not a law to keep or a commandment, oh no, that he's given us under the threat of punishment. It is simply a statement of truth. Indeed, it is his direction to us and to deliverance from the bondage and, you know, of sin and out from the greatest sin in our life, which is unbelief. So if we understand the basic truth that we must lose our lives to Christ in order to find him. Did you get that, my brother? I hope you did. To find him as our life. It brings clarity to what God means when he says that he has given us all things freely in Christ. Again, Romans 8:32. How many see that in Christ is all life? Let me say that again. How many see that in Christ is all life? Sure, he is our life. Thus, to put it simply, the life that we will find if we lose our life is the life of Christ. Wow, the life of Christ. More next week as we continue looking at losing one's life. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping that this word has been changing your life. Again, keep Brother Melvin and WJCV in your thoughts and your prayers and your finances, because we are one bread. Amen.